True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah,
you know,
the pleasure.
Here's a crazy thing, Bob.
We want it.
I feel like some of this response, and I guess one of the reasons why I don't think anybody should feel the least bit, as you said, guilty, but that's your authentic feeling, is my overwhelming experience with the Detroit Lions is being on the Giants' end of that loss. Or they just don't win the game and lose to a third-string quarterback. Like, my whole life, up until this regime and this period and this iteration of Lions football over the last three seasons, my whole life, the Lions don't win that game. My whole life, they don't. The frustration leads to a loss, and so winning a game like that, I guess I'm still in the bright shiny new cars. They still have a new car smell to me. Like I get that the expectation has changed. I completely. But the expectation is to win games, and they keep winning on games where they're not playing their best. There's a better version of them in there. And last year we saw it a lot during the regular season, and it didn't help them come postseason. So I'm kind of hoping that there is a gear that they have yet to go to. I feel like we're going to learn a lot more Thursday, and we learned this last Sunday.
I agree.
So, you know, I don't know. I just can't get over all of those years and years and years of frustrating performances leading to losses. Now a frustrating performance amongst several of them this year have led to wins. They're 7-4. They're set up to make a run here with a bunch of home games. I think they rode the home crowd yesterday. I think the home crowd helped. And I think they're going to help Thursday a lot.
Well, Lions teams from 5 years ago and beyond would have lost that game. Like, if they put them into the Giants' position, they could have had the lead like the Giants did.
Yep.
And they would have lost the game.
Yep.
But now, this is a different group. This is they're prepared differently. The culture has changed completely. And when they don't have their best, they can still pull out the game. And they know it's like a wake up call. They know full well they can't play like that.
So
and beat the teams they need to beat in order to eventually win a championship.
I would very soon like to see them start operating more efficiently offensively, not dropping passes. The defense had put together some good games. Yesterday was not one of them. There's no measurement where I think that their task on Thursday defensively is easier than what they just faced. The only thing that might make it easy is an injury in the backfield for the Green Bay Packers, who yesterday was playing without Josh Jacobs. But 248-539-9797, Kang?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was weird for me because I'm definitely happy they won. It was room from the whole game to win because it just means so much to be, you know, 6-5 and 7-4, completely different, especially when you're in the division they're in. And the Bears are doing so well. Packers won't lose. Vikings seem to be falling out of it right now. But those three teams at the top, they're all right within striking distance of each other, and they look like pretty good teams. So I'm happy they won. But I'm looking at it as a big overall picture. If you want to just focus on the game of the Giants game, Doug, I'm with you, man. They won. A win is a win. You move on. But I look at this as a whole because the expectations have changed. They're not that same team that loses these games, right? They're a team that finds a way to win. But when I look at the season as a whole, I'm not sure as of right now, and they have time, okay, to get it together. This current squad, the 7-4 team as a whole, doesn't look like a Super Bowl team to me. And it's always the same thing almost after every win and loss. We got to clean this up. We're one play away. This is correctable. It just seems like a theme that's been happening every week. And don't tell me it doesn't pass the eye test because they made a change at offensive coordinator when they were third in the league in scoring. Okay, because it didn't feel right for Dan Campbell. Something wasn't working. It wasn't flowing. Whatever it was. They were averaging 29.9 points a game with John Morton as offensive coordinator, and he made a change. So I feel like they know there's something up. And the St. Brown golf connection, whatever it is, injury, wrong page, whatever, clearly it ain't the same as what it was the years past. Something seems to be up with this team, and I'm just worried because I'm glad they won, but I feel like, is this going to be a lingering issue? If they get smoked by the Packers, everyone's going to be like, well, see, I told you. I just feel like something's off, man.
Well, there is something off. There's no question there's something off. I'm taking a big picture look, too, but I'm including Amon-Ra's track record up until this year. And this year, something has been off. Okay, and we've asked Goff about it. And if you're in Jared Goff's situation, and when we ask Goff on Tuesdays and say, and we did last week, what's off with Amon-Ra and that connection this year? And he says, look, we misfired on Sunday, but I don't think there's anything been off outside of that. If he did think there was something off outside of that, he would address it with Amon-Ra, not with us publicly. We asked the question, but there was almost no way he was going to say anything if there was something off.
Well,
there's no... Is it even debatable? There were three drop passes yesterday, or catchable passes that I expect them to catch, that he didn't. Something is clearly off. Can it be just he needs some rest after that when they get the long break and allow the hand to heal up? If the hand's even hurt. I hope it's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, just week to week, or game to game, I should say. I mean, went two catches on 12 targets against the Eagles, but it was nine catches on 13 targets against the Giants, and as you mentioned, at least two drop passes, and maybe a third as well, depending on how you look at it. But I have to believe there's something going on with the hand as well, because it just doesn't seem like that's not what we've become accustomed to. And at the same time, this team had nearly 500 yards in total offense. They had, I think, 494 yards against the Giants. They've got the ability to get points in bunches and to get yards like nobody's business. But they are not the same team they were a year ago. The offensive line is different. There's no question about it.
And the big picture thinking includes what the Giants have done to their peer group. This is the Giants. Giants did it to Green Bay. Giants did it to Chicago. Giants beat Philly.
This was a backbreaking loss for the Giants. The way they took it afterwards, I talked about the two players that threw their helmets, and then you hear their coach talk afterwards how much it meant to Dexter Lawrence, who wasn't in the game on the last drive, and he was crying on the sidelines. And these guys are devastated by the loss yesterday because they have been playing better football, and they played winning football yesterday only to have it snatched away from them. And I'm sure that there's a lot of discontent there. The players aren't going to be happy with the coach's decision to go for it on fourth and goal from the six instead of taking the points, get the field goal, make the Lions score a touchdown to beat you at the end of regulation instead of giving them that opportunity to get a field goal, long or not, to tie it up and go to overtime.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list. Like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm on Ross St. Brown talking about the drops after the game. 248-539-9797. Take a text to the same number. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. Let's get back to your phone calls. Rodney is next on 97.1. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, good morning, guys. What up, though? How we doing? My champ is Jahmyr Gibbs, of course.
Yeah.
And then with my chump, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm not sure why they let Donald walk, but McCarthy, they're just not getting anything with him. So,
struggling.
That's it, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Take care, Rodney. Thank you. Jim is next at 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How
What's
are
up?
You?
Good.
What's
thank
up?
You.
Happy, good, thank you. Happy early Thanksgiving. I wanted to say, Champion Chomp, I really, yesterday was the first time since the Patricia era early on that I stopped watching the game and I went out and raked my lead. Thank God I got back in for Jahmyr's run. But it was so frustrating. And I really, in terms of Chomp, I lay it at the feet of Brad Holmes. I just feel like there was something he could have done. And Gator, I think you said it right before the trade deadline, like you were hoping he'd make something. And I just feel like I'm watching that guy in Philly, Phillips, and other guys around the league, and it's like, why could we have not have made some type of deal? I mean, the pass rush yesterday was virtually non-existent.
It was not a good
and I just feel great talent evaluator. I mean, we wouldn't be here without him, and like that guy who called about Stafford, like we wouldn't be here without the moves he made. But like, I'm just so frustrated because I feel like we're right there, and it's just very frustrating. And my champ, obviously, is Jake Bates. I know Jahmyr's getting all the credit, and he should. He's awesome, but 59-yard field goal and in that situation, I give that kid some credit. Chump, champ of the week, but Chump definitely Brad Holmes.
Well, Jim,
I really love him.
Maybe this is going to help, and I hope that this will help. And they got part of it yesterday with DJ Reed coming back, and I thought there were lots of missed assignments in the pass defense game, and that's something that could be easily straightened out, I think, just by getting back on the same page as opposed to being out-talented. The other thing is not only DJ Reed coming back, but you're likely to get back Kirby Joseph and Terry and Arnold really soon. I'm hopeful that Arnold can play on Thursday. I don't know when Joseph's going to come back. Maybe it's Thursday. Maybe it's against Dallas. But getting those guys back, you're starting to get back the back end of this defense, which can be really good. And the back end helps out the front as much as the front helps out the back. And getting guys healthy will matter. Hassanen coming back gives a player that's going to have a high motor. Davenport, if he can stay healthy for a couple games, great, because those couple games, he might give you some pressure.
I hope so, guys. And I am thankful, like you guys said, about 5-6 years ago, we would have been on the losing end of that effort, and I totally agree. I mean, we always found a way to lose a game.
It's incredible.
Especially Jim Caldwell. But yeah. It is nice to know we are the team now that plays like crap and still can find a way to win. But I just wish we had one more guy in that trade deadline. That was my Christmas wish. I didn't get it yet. So
yeah, no, I hear you. It's if Phillips, especially if he continues to make, he made zero impact yesterday against Dallas, but could he potentially down the stretch? Yeah, he could. But as you said, Gator, one of the knocks on him was his inconsistency. 58 snaps, and the only stat he accumulated was a QB hit. But that doesn't mean he wouldn't help Detroit. So I hear you. 248-539-9797. AJ in Belleville, you're next. Hi, AJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
I want to give a champ and chump and give some quick optimism from the game yesterday and also a concern. So champ of the week, I want to give a shout-out to Dexter High School for making their first-ever state finals. That is big time. chump of the week is – then I don't want to bash the guy too much, but Derek Barnes, dude, you got to make that tackle. Man. When I seen Jameis, I mean, he's the slowest guy on the field, dude. And when I seen him miss that tackle, I different play, but I have flashbacks of that Dallas game where he missed that. He didn't go for a sack in the end zone. No. I don't know what – it's like he's there sometimes, and, you know, sometimes he's mentally not there. But
well, the good news is that after he missed that tackle on Dak Prescott in the end zone in that Dallas game, the good news is he then went on a tear and started making some really important plays. Let's hope that the same thing can happen here, because Derek Barnes has been very good for the Lions this year. That was not a good look for a play that really apparently he wasn't even supposed to be in on, but recognized what was going on and took off after it to try to make a play on it, and then eventually didn't make a play.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't want to bash the guy too much. It was just the look of him trying to tackle
Jameis Winston.
Yeah. It looked bad. A little optimism, though, man. So, I mean, it was an ugly game yesterday. We're missing pieces. You know what I mean? We got a lineman out. We got Laporta out, which is huge. I mean, we're missing a couple of parts on defense. With that being said, they still put up 34 points. We still won the game with a little assistance from the Giants coaches. So, my concern going forward, and I heard you guys, kind of saying something's not right with Amon-Ra and with the offense and everything, and I totally agree. And I think what's not right or what was going wrong yesterday was the absence of Sam Laporta. Him going over the middle and being that safety valve for Jared Goff, I think that is big time for him. It also opens Laporta being on the field, opens the field up a lot more for Amon-Ra. So guys, they can't really double team him and key on him like that. So my concern going forward is, you know, they won't be able to adjust or Goff won't be able to adjust to Laporta being out for the rest of the season. I'm hoping that maybe they start doing like some split backfields with Gibbs and Montgomery on the field at the same time. Maybe split Gibbs out to the receiver position and try to get some big impact plays.
They've been
like
doing that.
Yeah, there's definitely some tweaking. Tesla can be used in a different role. You know, it's crazy. They had 5 drop passes. And some critical ones.
The Lions.
Yes, the Lions. One that was intercepted when they were in field goal range. Others on third down. There were 3 targets to Jameson Williams. 0 catches. Ones that would move the chains. It's so uncharacteristic. We're getting to the point where we're hoping that Amon-Ra's hurt. But bottom line here is you cut that number in half. I'm not sure they don't. You know, if you have 2 drop passes, and that's a lot for a game, how different do they look? You know, because those are drive killers. Those are points. 248-539-9797. Bill and Davison. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up?
What's up? Well, I just want to my champ and chump for today.
Mm-hmm.
My champ is Jimmy from the Detroit Lions, and my chump is the Detroit defense.
You mean Jameer?
Yes.
Okay.
The Detroit defense.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
They did, and they got a massive game Thursday that they have to play better in at some point here at the, before the end of the year to give anybody any faith going into the postseason. Well, first of all, they have to keep winning to make the postseason. But secondly, to give anybody faith going into the postseason, they got to find another gear and eventually clean things up. Ultimately, though, I mostly agree with him. Given that I've done so many, we together, Scott, have done so many Monday shows where they lose that game. Now, the bar is higher than it's ever been. The expectations have changed. I think Campbell's a good coach. I think this roster's good. And I think whatever ails them is something that's fixable. They looked better last year in the regular season with, not exactly the same team, but damn near close to it. And so, I'm not giving up yet. Certainly not after that win. 248-539-9797. Anything to add or get right back to the call?
Let's get right back to the call.
Matt is in Grand Blanc, and he is next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. You have a great show, by the way, just saying.
Thank you.
My champ is Bates, first of all. I would love to have that draw on my driver.
Wow. I mean, that ball started to the right and then came back to the left, and that's one of the most unbelievable kicks you will see.
Yep, it absolutely did. My chump, unfortunately, is going to be Brad Holmes. I mean, he's done some really good things. He's brought this franchise back to being important and significant, but he's also, I think, missed the ball on making them better. With LaPorta being out, give Kesla the playbook and dumb it down for him a little bit, maybe, if he needs to, and make him be the new LaPorta for the rest of the year. And I think that would be a great use of that third-round draft pick. What do you think?
It sounds like you have a bigger problem with the way the coaches are using him than Brad Holmes. Do you think he's capable? Matt, you think if he was given more, he was capable?
I think he's capable.
Because you just chumped the guy who took him, and then it sounds to me like you have a bigger issue with the way he's being used.
No, my Brad Holmes thing was like in the trade deadline and stuff. Like he didn't do anything. With Kesla, I think we could actually give him the playbook for LaPorta, and he could kind of fill in the gap that we're going to end up having.
Well, Matt, I would say this. I agree with some of that, and I've voiced that to a degree. To me, it's about the routes that LaPorta would have. But I mean, Sam LaPorta was, you're a tight end. It's not just about catching a football. It's about blocking at the line of scrimmage and taking on big guys and holding your own. And Isaac Tesla is a 210-pound wide receiver. He's not a 250-pound tight end. There's a little bit of a difference there. That being said, I still wouldn't mind if they just drew up passing plays, went to the playbook where LaPorta was, where LaPorta wasn't lined up tight to the line, but he was lined up in a slot or he's lined up wide. Let's use Tesla in that manner. I'd have no problem with that. And even more specifically when they get down into the red zone. I'd love to see Tesla out there every snap in the red zone because he's a mismatch.
Well, certainly now, because remember this, when they were fully healthy, Tesla's practice reps with the ones wasn't going to get a ton.
No.
Because they had to get their starters reps. As guys have started to come up lame here, he's going to get more reps in practice and very well may get more opportunity moving forward. In fact, it's hard to imagine he's not. Out of necessity, he's likely going to get more opportunity here, but he also will get more reps in practice. The learning curve gets steeper. Once you get in the season, you're trying to develop your guys, but most importantly, you're trying to win on Sunday. And, you know, you don't want to sacrifice practice reps between the starters to try and bring a player up to speed any more than you have to, but you still are trying to bring that player up to speed. He will get more first-team reps this week is my guess, depending on the severity of Raymond's injury. Was there an update after the game? I didn't see.
No, they didn't say anything about it. It was just in the press box when they made an announcement to the press that Khalif Raymond would not be returning to the game. He was downgraded.
Kang, did you see any update on Raymond?
No, just the ankle, and he was out for the game, like Gator said.
Yeah. Let's get back to your phone calls. Dustin is next. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, fellas. I don't know if that was Jonathan Vilma that called on Jimmy Gibbs or not, but what a game. So, Champ and Chump, my Champ and Chump is Brad Holmes. So, first, I'll never apologize for a win, but you know, we can criticize Holmes, but you also got to give him praise for cheap guys like Roy Lopez and Thomas Harper. I mean, if we didn't have Harper right now on the back end filling in for Joseph, I don't know what that would look like.
They probably won the game yesterday, Dustin, on the backs of one of his most controversial draft picks ever. You can't take a running back that high. That's and right. A kicker he unearthed from the USFL.
Yeah, and Lopez, for as cheap as he is, I mean, this guy's been a stud. And, you know,
he's
it's funny.
He's made plays. It feels like the last few games he's made plays in the last three or four games you notice him. Like, who is that? Oh, that's Lopez again.
Yeah. And it's funny. I saw a tweet, you know, from a few years ago criticizing Holmes for taking Gibbs at 12 and Jack Campbell at 18. And look at those two. I mean, so you got to look, he may not have done everything we wanted at the deadline, and I agree with that. I think we should have made a run for Jalen Phillips. I think it would have helped tremendously. In the same breath, we are, and Doug, you mentioned this earlier, we're 7-4. We used to lose these games. They might, some of these issues, the offensive line may not be fixed this season. But whether we're a Super Bowl team or not this year, this regime has us in the right spot. And they make the most of what they have. I can't say enough about Campbell. I mean, this guy, he believes in his guys for them until they believe in themselves. And I think that sums it up for him. So I'm pumped about a win. I mean, this is a game we lose every time in every other era outside of Campbell.
Now, expectations have risen. But, you know, the biggest, there's one massive box at the top of every game checklist, and that's win the game, and they checked it. Outside of that, I will say it's not as if the coaches watch the film and go, everything's perfect.
Right. What do Roy Lopez, Alex Anzalone, Derek Barnes, and Aiden Hutchinson all have in common?
They play football for the Detroit Lions.
That's right, Doug. Boom. And they all had 6 tackles in the game yesterday.
Wow.
And Lopez knocking the ball down the line or tipping at the line of scrimmage. He had a tackle for loss. This guy is just showing up every game, making something happen.
Let's go to Matt in Sterling Heights. You are next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
So, for me, the champ, J.B. Bickerstaff, I mean, I was worried almost Ivy's coming back. All these guys were injured. They're coming back. How's he going to integrate them? They didn't miss a beat with a full team, probably 12 players deep. That team just – I wouldn't make a trade, but – I just think the way he's worked that team has just been beyond belief.
He deserves a ton of praise.
12 in a row.
Crazy. And Chump, kind of like everyone else, is Brad Holmes. I mean, what he did in his first 3 years, he has taken 2 years to undo. It's not just about the trade deadline. I mean, that Tesla trading picks to pick a guy that we could have picked or signed an equivalent non-factor for nothing – then giving Jameson the huge contract, then not playing Tesla, Jameson. I mean, it goes from bad to worse. Then no free agents come in to take the spot of people that we knew were leaving.
Well, that's not true.
Well, not enough.
Well, I mean, they got the best cornerback in the free agent market in DJ Reed.
Right.
To replace Carlton Davis.
They lost the other one.
Well, yeah, but that was your point. You said they didn't pick up anybody to replace guys that they clearly needed to do, and they absolutely did that.
It seems to me like he's putting the bare minimum into place. He's trading for toys. He's giving up valuable draft picks.
I'll say this, Matt, and to a point, I do agree with you to a point, and I think it's an observation we made weeks ago, if not months ago. What Brad Holmes does, he doesn't subscribe to the F them picks when it comes to the offseason and acquiring players in trades. He does perhaps do that when it comes to the draft itself. He is one of the bigger movers and shakers on draft days in the NFL. But when it comes to the trade deadline, not as much. Even though he has made trades in the past, the trade deadline didn't do one this year. I don't think I would chump him by any means. And I think the Lions were dealt a really tough blow in this offseason after the draft when Frank Ragnow announced that he was going to retire. Now, they did kind of prepare for that. They drafted two offensive linemen this year. I think they drafted two last year. So they have tried to rebuild and refortify that offensive line, and some guys have been hurt.
I feel as though the Brad Holmes slander needs to kind of stop here, and I'll tell you why. These calls and these chump votes sound to me like calls and chump votes that come after they don't make the playoffs.
Like, hold on to them?
Nobody has said fire him yet.
Yeah.
But my guess is, my feeling is that the motivation behind all these calls is that people, or they get bounced early in the playoffs. People are giving up on the season after yesterday's win. And so they're chumping the GM because there's no way that what he's put together is going to find the other gear or be able to win on a large level here. And I could get on board some of this after a disappointing finish to the season.
Well, like we say, let it play out. But yes, I do agree.
It's not a hot take.
No, people are looking at this team and they're saying, I don't think they've done enough. I don't think it's good enough to compete for a Super Bowl. Look how the Rams are playing. They lost to Philadelphia, which is a team that many think might be the best team in the NFC. And the schedule upcoming is brutal, with the Packers and the Cowboys and the Rams all coming up before you can blink an eye.
Well, I think there's been several brutal stretches throughout this year. But at the end of the day, I love that the first two of those games are at home. Fans can make a difference. And I feel like this Giant game isn't even a footnote if they come out and play well on Thursday and beat one of the teams that is in competition to win the NFC.
Scary they gave up over 500 yards in offense yesterday, though.
Yep. Well, of course. Yeah. If they play poorly again, they're in big trouble. 97-1, the ticket. Jared Goff after the game. You know what I'm realizing? I'm realizing that there's absolute truth. The people that are chumping Brad Holmes, at the core of that belief has to be give up on the season, right? It has to be. They have to believe that they can't play better than they did yesterday or some of these other games. I mean, the week before, you can include that too, that there's no other gear, right? I mean, you wouldn't go there unless you're giving up, I suspect.
I don't know if it's they're giving up. It's there are plenty of fans out there that always think the worst, and you have to prove it to them all the way to the end. And I understand that, but what their eyes are telling them now is that this is not a team that is going to be contending for a Super Bowl because they have too many flaws and there's holes in the game. Now, does that mean, I guess technically that means that the season's over with for them, but they're still going to watch because
I'm just saying
to prove otherwise.
I was trying to figure out during the commercial break, okay, what's motivating this flurry of Brad Holmes for chump calls? And I'm like, why would I ever think Brad Holmes is a chump? If I'm fully convinced that they can't play better and well enough to make any kind of run.
I think it's the fact they didn't have a single sack in the game yesterday until the last play of the game, literally the last play of the game. So the big criticism from fans over the last couple of years is finding another edge rusher to go alongside with Aiden Hutchinson. And they haven't found that consistent guy yet, and that's going to still be there. Even though at the trade deadline, I think it was obvious that wasn't the number one need that he had to address, and they addressed none of it.
Yeah, and I guess you want those sacks because they help you win. They didn't get any of them till the end.
Well, you got a
quarterback,
but they won. Yeah, but Jameis Winston throws nearly 400 yards in the game. They're averaging over 20 yards a completion.
Yeah, yeah.
Pass rush would help mitigate that.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Perry in Garden City. Hi, Perry.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Perry.
Great show, as always.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to say real quick before I give my champion time, I am a bit concerned about the drops. The one that J-Mo had on the sideline, man, he probably still be running right now.
Yeah.
So the game would look totally different if they actually catch the ball. I don't know what's going on with Amon-Ra St. Brown, but hopefully they can get that straightened out. But my chump is the individual that called probably about 45, 50 minutes ago and chumped all the fans that were in the stands booing at the tangy balungo that was going on the field because I was one of the fans in the stands. But my champ would be two champs, actually, Jahmyr Gibbs and the referee that kept his flag in his pocket when Aiden got his sack because it did look like he unweighted himself. And I was scared. I'm looking around for the flags. I thought they were going to call him for a hip drop tackle.
Yeah,
and
it was close.
Keep that drive alive.
I didn't think it was a hip drop. I thought the way he threw him to the ground was different than just dragging him to the ground. But it was close.
Yeah.
Thank you for the phone call, Perry. We go to John. You're next. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
What's up?
I think Amon-Ra is hurt. I mean, if you watched his podcast, he was talking about during the Bengals game, he had that deep bone bruise on his wrist and his palm, and he showed it. I mean, it's black and blue. I've had a deep bone bruise in my hand. You can't even squeeze your fingers. I can more or less catch a football coming that fast. So I have a feeling that is attributing to his drops because he's never doing that.
It just feels like he has to be hurt. And, until they get it confirmed, and I know there's a lot of online speculation and here, see this here, and look what he's doing with his hand, and here's a picture of his hand where it's bruised. And I things can be doctored and manipulated. I don't know why they would be, but they do get doctored and manipulated. So until I hear it from a doctor out of the horse's mouth, I don't want to assume he's hurt, but he's playing like it. It would explain a lot. He's still catching a lot of footballs too, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I think that goes back to him too, though, because, I mean, he's just a fighter. I think he's going to try to catch anything he can.
He had nine catches on 13 targets yesterday, scored a touchdown, 149 yards. It was a good day, even with the drops mixed in. But they're not going to come out and say, here's the part of my body that hurts opponents.
All right.
No. Did you also notice, I think if the Giants would have went third and long every game, every play, they would have got 30 yards. Because they were just...
Oh.
We lost you. They were just what? They'd had way too many big plays. And Kelvin Shepard talked about those big plays and giving up big plays last week. And I'm going to be intrigued to hear... he probably won't talk this week because it's a short week. But
yeah, they had the double pass on the first drive was a 39-yard play on third and two. That went for the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
They had a number of big plays. Like I said, every pass it felt like was going for over 20 yards. It was the average.
Terry's in Detroit and next. What's up, Terry?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good show.
Thank you.
All right, I got a couple of points to make. Number one, does David Montgomery still play for this team, and is he injured that we don't know about? Because for some reason, and I'm not arguing that Gibby doesn't deserve the touches, but David Montgomery isn't getting any touches at all. Didn't see him at all yesterday.
Well, he got
He had eight touches?
Well, yeah, he had five carries, and he had three pass receptions, and he's also in there to block.
But I like him wearing down those defenses. Then he's perfect. Then once they're good and wore down, okay, here comes Gibbs. That's what I'm used to getting.
Did you have a problem with Gibbs running for 219 yards yesterday?
No, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we have a two-back system that had been working.
Well, yesterday
it worked yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was two out of three snaps went to Gibbs. I mean, he's emerging as one of the best weapons in the league, and I'm going to guess, Terry, that most people want more Gibbs, not less.
I don't want less, but I want more Montgomery. I mean, we have offensive weapons, and even down to J-Mo.
But let me ask you this. Why? Because I think there's a misconception that you have, and this was actually my chump of the week. The misconception, I think, is that Jahmyr Gibbs can't run between the tackles because he's too fast.
No, I don't think that. I just think that Montgomery, I love what he does. I love hard-nosed backs. I'm an old-school guy.
So you'd rather, see 3 yards in a cloud of dust than the ability to go for 70 and a touchdown?
No, I'll take that as well. All right. I just like to see that defense get broken down. You know, but then also, secondly, strength of schedule. I mean, we have one of the hardest schedules this season. I mean, so we got to keep that into account. We're going to be broke down come the playoffs if we make it.
When you can get away with maybe not going to your best weapon any more than you have to, great. I would agree.
There will be games, the last six, there will be Montgomery games as opposed to Jahmyr Gibbs games.
I would suspect there'll be plenty of games where they – whether they use Gibbs early to build a lead. Gibbs is like...
They had 500 yards in offense yesterday.
I mean, you have to...
237 of it came on the ground.
You have to take away from something, so I guess he'd throw less. Jeremy in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Jeremy.
What's up, gentlemen? How you boys doing?
Okay.
Let me start off, Doug. I do think the Lions...
Hey, do you have us on speaker right? Or something? There's a lot of background noise. I'm wondering if you can...
I'm sorry, I'm at work, so it's just background noise. So if you can't hear me, I apologize.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll make it real quick. I think people feel the way they feel about Brad Holmes, even though I think we can still win the Super Bowl this year. But when it comes to a GM, we look at them adding to a team in three ways: draft, free agency, trade. He's been really good at one in building the team up, but I don't think he's been good at the other two phases that you add players to a team. So, yes, even if we go on a run at the end of the year, I don't think it's because he added anything to help us. I think it'll be more like when we get the Legion of Boom, I don't think that's a credit to him. I think that...
Why not?
You know, guys stepping
up. Those are
up.
Guys that he got cheap.
Okay. But even saying you got the guys cheap, yes, they can stand up for a game, but then you give up 400, 300-something yards to Jameis Winston.
Okay, fair enough. But if they're the ones to blame, I would if the Legion of Whom helps them win, I think that's actually a huge feather in his cap. Could he have done more? I mean, people think he could have done more. I'd love to know the trades he turned down. I'd love to know why he didn't make more moves. 97-1 the ticket.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.